Welcome now to the Midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio with some live music for you. It's going to be provided by the Ancora String Quartet and their guest, mezzo-soprano Melinda Paulson, involved in what we could bill as an Americana program today, as it's all music of Samuel Barber. And members of the string quartet include Wes Luke and Robin Ryan, violins, Marika Fisher Hoyt, WPR alumna, the viola, and Ben Whitcomb is the cellist. And as I mentioned, also with us, Melinda Paulson. And so the Ancora String Quartet, you have been around for a while now. It's like close to, did I remember the year 2000, right?
2000, yeah. It's kind of easy to remember. Is this on?
Yeah. It goes back a long way.
Yeah, we founded back then, and we've had certain personnel changes, but we've solidified with this, and we are very happily giving 3-4 concert programs of recitals a year.
And you're a quartet in residence.
We were a quartet in residence at the First Unitarian Society for a few years, so that was fun too. We were integrated into that community and giving demonstrations for their Sunday school classes. That was fun.
And some of you have UW-Whitewater connections?
Yes. Do you want to talk about that?
That would be Benjamin Whitcomb.
Sure. I'm a cello professor at UW-Whitewater, but happy to make the drive to Madison. So I guess now if we're not in residence anywhere, are we a nomadic string quartet?
Quartet at large.
Peripatetic, ambulatory.
As long as we're at it, let's hear also from Robin Ryan then, violin, and then what's your affiliation other than Ancora?
My affiliation, I also play in the Madison Symphony, and this quartet was founded when Marek and I moved in next door to each other, having originally met at Yellow Barn Music Festival in Putney, Vermont, and then 15 years later ended up as neighbors.
Well, that's the music world for you. And that leaves Wes Luke.
Hi. I joined the quartet just a few years ago. They had been playing with another really excellent violinist, Leanne League, also in the Madison scene around here, also a faculty at Whitewater. And she started getting overbooked, and they invited a couple of us to come and play with them. Eleanor Barsh, who's another fixture of
the show around here.
And Eleanor moved to Chicago, and that left me. and I've been playing with the group now for about 3 years pretty regularly, I think.
And before time gets away, you have a concert this very night, 6 o'clock, Germantown Community Center. Free concert.
That's right. Tonight at Germantown and tomorrow night at UW-Whitewater, that one's 7:30. The next night, Friday night, the 7th, in Janesville at the Women's Club building, I believe that's also 7:30, though they're all on angoraquartet.com. Saturday night is Beloit College, and Sunday night is back here in Madison at St. Andrews. So we'll end where we began.
And we're going to be hearing from you today two works, major American works, by a composer who was in his 20s, Samuel Barber. Starting with?
Yeah, we'll start with the string quartet, his Opus 11. It's the only quartet that he wrote. Do you want to talk about it? Because you were giving...
Hey, back over to Wes for a minute.
Sure. It's a really fascinating piece because it involves the central portion of it, the second movement of the three movements is one of, if not the most well-known pieces of American classical music, the Adagio for Strings, which is far more famously known in Barber's arrangement of it for string orchestra. However, in this original context, you get a very different feel for the piece. Textures are far sparser, and it's contextualized by this other movement music that you hear in the first and third movements. The music is the same in the first and third movements. It's a cyclical form or an arc form. And it was not always that way. When Barber originally wrote the piece, he composed a different last movement that was more than four times as long as the existing last movement, the current last movement. And he was never happy with it, partially because the Adagio is such a strong piece.
Tough act to follow.
It provides so much catharsis. And I think he thought the original last movement was a little bit glib. After that, he had written in a letter right after he composed the Adagio, "I can't wait until you can hear it. It's a knockout."
I'll bet.
And of course, it has become a sort of icon in American culture of moments of tragedy, national mourning, that sort of thing. We hear it. It was played famously by Koussevitzky upon the death of FDR. When that moment was announced, the Boston Symphony Orchestra stopped their concert and they passed out parts to the Barber Adagio, performed it on air. Famously, it was played on television at the moment that John F. Kennedy was, his death was announced. It was played by many American orchestras in 9/11. And so it has this massive American history built into the experience of listening to it, but very few people hear the original context of it. And so we hope this is an interesting experience for everyone who gets to hear it.
So here it is, the String Quartet, Opus 11, by Samuel Barber.
Thank you. Thank you.
That breathe. That was one of the great string quartets of the 20th century and some of the best of American music, written by, I think he was 25 or 26 at the time, Samuel Barber, his string quartet, Opus 11, of course, with the famous Adagio for Strings as the middle movement. We heard it live in our Buck studio today with the Ancora String Quartet. And now to the second part of our Samuel Barber doubleheader, and we bring in our guest artist, mezzo-soprano Melinda Paulson, who's been touring around Germany, well, for quite a long time in your case, but with the Ancora String Quartet more recently.
Yeah, we were in Germany together for a week about 10 days ago and had 5 concerts in, 6 days? It was quite a whirlwind.
Performing some of this same music.
Performing this program, yeah.
Great. What inspired you to reside in Germany for so long? You've been there quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah. 30 years.
She says, yeah, then you know that she's been there a long time.
Yeah, I've been there for 30 years. It was love that brought me over, and it's lots of good things that are keeping me there. It's a great place to live.
Now, the first performer, first vocalist for this piece we're about to hear was actually a baritone. It was Samuel Barber himself.
Mm-hmm.
Not so often heard as a piece for mezzos. How do you approach it?
The way I approach everything. It's just, it's content that needs to go through me and be expressed.
What about this content, these lyrics by the school inspector, Matthew Arnold?
Well, it's a cumbersome poem, isn't it?
That's a lovely poem, though.
It's...
Some would call it a little depressing, but I don't find it so.
Well,
but is it hard to to be fair, I haven't really tried to read it out loud, so mm-hmm. Maybe that's the difference.
It's dark.
It is dark.
It is dark. It's for me, it really describes the struggle of someone with himself, but also with what's going on around him. I have the feeling maybe Arnold was concerned with the battle in his time between faith and the natural world that had...
This is the Darwinian world now we're dealing with, yes.
Yeah.
And that, how do you reconcile faith and Darwinism in his case?
Well, there was this ease of life, and all of a sudden industrialization set in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that these two proponents battle in him... In this poem,
beautiful.
I don't know what was riding Barber that he actually set this text. I would love to.
Well, I've heard it said that Barber tended to be solitary and kind of depressed, and so that led him to choose this. But it that being said, it's also a beautiful nature poem. The way Arnold describes the water coming up on the rocks and then that kind of raking through them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
and the way
nature
Barber
poem,
sets it. He finds wonderful pulsating things that just come back. It's quite a beautiful setting.
And it's also a poem that has, in one form or another, turned up in all kinds of places. I mean, in Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451,
mm-hmm.
It has a place. Also in Joseph Heller's Catch 22, it puts it in the musical Cabaret. It's quoted. And even in a U.S. Supreme Court decision, one of the opinions that came up, Judge Rehnquist.
Wow.
So, the poem is all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's about time for us to get to it, I suppose.
Okay.
Here it is, Dover Beach by Samuel Barber, the lyrics by Matthew Arnold and the mezzo-soprano Melinda Paulson.
Thank you. and cease and then again begin.
Dover Beach by a 21-year-old composer, a Curtis student by the name of Samuel Barber, kind of his breakthrough piece there. And then that was from 1931, 5 years later, the string quartet that we started the midday with today. That was Melinda Paulson, mezzo-soprano, with the Ancora String Quartet, and a double header for Samuel Barber. And they're going to be performing a free concert tonight at the Germantown Community Library at 6 o'clock, and then a concert tomorrow night at 7:30 at the UW-Whitewater. And thanks for stopping by and sharing some of your wonderful music with us.
Thank you for having us. It was a great thing to be here and play for your audiences.